Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be interviewing Coach Jolly Littleton over here at Lawrence Academy this afternoon. Last week, they participated in the playoffs, the first round of this eight-man playoffs for Skeesa. They had the cross stingrays here out of Bluffton, South Carolina. They led 42-0 at the end of the first quarter and went on to take a 56-22 win. And obviously, there was a running clock there after the 40-point mark. And Coach Doolittle, correct me if I'm wrong, but you probably got to play a lot of what we call second-string players again last week.
We certainly did. A total match for the game. There were a lot of last on Ty Kirkfields and a lot of first. We actually caught up 7 8th graders off our middle school team. They were able to play last week. So we got our seniors, their last win probably here, and touchdown scored by Garrett Murphy, and a lot of last tackles and last blocks and last touchdowns and all of that. And then we had a number of eighth graders, their first game action, their first tackles, had an eighth grade quarterback throw two touchdown passes to two different eighth graders. So their two different eighth graders had touchdown receptions. So I had an eighth grader get his first catch. So just a lot of first and last. And it was a really neat night at Ty Kirkfield.
Well, just a quick look at the stats. Ethan Collins went 9 for 11, 163 yards. No interceptions, but he did throw three TDs. Elias Littleton must be the other quarterback you're talking about. 6 for 6, 105 yards. He also threw some touchdowns to him, as a matter of fact. In other words, y'all had 15 for 17, 268, and five TDs with no interceptions. Caleb Hardy, he also caught a couple of touchdown passes, as well as Eli Garrett, Riley Whitaker, and Garrett Murphy. And talking about rushing the ball, 185 yards on 18 attempts, and Garrett Murphy had 141 of them, carried the ball six times and two TDs. And for that performance, he was this past week's Lawrence County Touchdown Club Player of the Week. So congratulations to him.
Yeah, well-deserving. I mean, he's puts up numbers like that or better every week. I mean, I think he would tell you that he doesn't get all those receiving or rushing yards without, you know, great offensive line help, great blocks by other skill positions. But he does a phenomenal job for us, and we're certainly honored that he got selected as Touchdown Player of the Week.
Matter of fact, they don't very often repeat him in the same year, but this is the second time this season he got it. So congratulations again to him. Well, we've got to put that game in the rearview mirror because you got to get on the bus and travel down to Blackville tonight to take on Jefferson Davis. They are the Jefferson Davis Raiders, I do believe. And this looks like it's going to be a much tougher opponent for you, because I just looking at it, they're 6-1. They're averaging somewhere about 45.1 points per game, but only giving up 12. You're averaging 38.4 and giving up 29.5. You're going to have a much tougher time tonight, aren't you?
Certainly. They're 11-1. They've been ranked 1 or 2 all year. They're a defending state champion, brought most of their team back from last year. So it's certainly going to be a challenge, but I think our guys are looking forward to it. We've had a great week of preparation and practice. Now we're just excited to be able to play in the state semifinal game.
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I was kind of looking at some stats that I found on Match Preps on them, but it looks like they tend to want to rush a whole lot more than they do pass.
They certainly do. They two tight ends, eye formation, come right at you every single play. It's a trick play when they throw the football. They're certainly capable. They've got a great quarterback that has over 1,000 yards rushing. He's fairly accurate throwing the football. He's a great playmaker. He flips over. I think he leads the state in interceptions as well. Great athlete. But they roll a bunch of different guys in there, and they're downhill, come right at you, smash mouth type football. So, you know, I think our guys are looking forward to that challenge.
Well, I was just looking at common opponents. Y'all have played some common opponents. And in every situation where you won, they won. So it's one of those games that probably your team's going to have to be real careful about playing on offense and controlling that ball and not letting it slip away.
Well, certainly, you know, I mean, a lot of times in state semifinal matchup games, it's who's going to win the turnover battle. And, you know, who's going to make a big play in the specialties and who's going to control the ball and protect the ball. And so we certainly have to do that. That's kind of been our recipe all year. When we've played well, we've been able to make a good play in special teams and been able to control the ball and protect the ball. And so, you know, and stop the run. You got to be able to stop the run. And I don't foresee nobody's been able to really stop it. But if we could just keep all runs in front of us and no explosive runs, you know, that's going to have to be our recipe to get a win.
Main thing is you don't want to see the back of the jersey on your defensive backs and everything where they're trying to catch somebody.
That's right. I mean, we talk all the time about keeping everything in front of us. So if we could just, you know, keep the ball in front of us and make them drive, that certainly helps our chances.
Well, I want to wish you nothing but luck tonight. Hopefully you take a big win tonight, and then you get to face the winner of the Wardlaw versus Richard Wynn in the state championship next week.
Yes, sir. We're going to do our best.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Go Crusaders.
There you go. You've been listening to Coach Jolly Doolittle and Mike Hughes here on Real Radio 860 and 104.1 WLBG.